I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Mood swings and tantrums are common at various stages of childhood and adolescence. To talk about normal moodiness from time to time versus signs and symptoms of a mood disorder in childhood is Dr. Lee Lewis. He's a child and adolescent psychiatrist in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Lewis, do most kids experience mood swings and tantrums during childhood?
Oh, absolutely, Bobby. So tantrums and mood swings are something very common in early childhood and even through adolescence. The cause of normal tantruming is a child's developmental inability to handle stressful emotions at the moment. And a lot of times that comes from the child not understanding yet the difference between different negative emotions like guilt or shame or fear or sadness. And all of those can manifest themselves as tantrums.
And then what about mood swings?
So mood swings also are very common due to the same thing, which is just a child and an adolescent's inability yet to determine what mood they should feel in that situation.
And what is the difference between a typical normal kind of mood swing versus maybe a mood disorder?
Mood disorders, things like depression and bipolar disorder, those manifest a little differently. Those moods actually are not swings. They last longer. So when you have a child that has, say, depression, which is a mood disorder, they're going to have a predominantly sad or depressed mood that lasts persistently longer than a week. When you have a child that has bipolar disorder, and maybe they're having manic episodes, they're going to have a distinctly elevated or irritated mood that lasts for days at a time rather than just moments at a time.
How common is it for children to have true mood disorders in childhood or adolescence?
So the rates of mood disorders in children and adolescents mimic very closely the rates that you see in adulthood. So bipolar disorder, for example, occurs in about 1% of adults. It occurs in about 1%, a little bit less than that, in children. Depression is similar. So in depression, you're going to look at somewhere between 6 to 8% of adults at any point in time have depression, and it's going to be a little less than that in children, around 5%.
And Dr. Lewis, if parents are concerned, who should they contact? Who can be a good resource to provide information and perhaps provide help for the child?
So the first step is to try to find people close to your family in professional settings that understand the differences between these two things. A lot of times the quickest person to consult with is a guidance counselor at school, especially if the issues are happening at school. Secondly, reach out to your pediatrician and discuss issues with them about normalcy versus abnormalcy. Through that, you can get a referral to a mental health provider in your area. There are many great therapists, family therapists, child therapists in most cities and communities. There also is a community mental health department in all counties in South Carolina. So if you feel like that there is something that is bothering your child or is not normal, start reaching out to those professionals that are close to you as early as possible.
Dr. Lewis, thanks for providing information about mood swings and tantrums in childhood.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.